to solve the problem of drug and alcohol addiction, and of course of concern with the causes of it, things like that.
Yeah. We can send all these alcohol and drug persons here and they will cure. These boys, American and European boys, they are all addicted to alcohol, drugs, now they are doing pressing.
In what way were they cure?
Simply I say that if you want to be my student, then you must give up all things. Illicit sex, nicotine, intoxication, and gambling. This is my condition. So they give up and they become my student.
Did you suffer withdrawal symptoms?
He says, do they suffer withdrawal symptoms? Sometimes when a patient is given up alcohol or drugs, he goes through various symptoms which are painful.
Yes, that should be. But unless you find out this, you don't understand yourself.
In body, soul, mind, and restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste of sense objects remains, ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
That's
right. Unless one is transcendently situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. The process of restricting from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of edibles. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for edibles. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Ashtanga Yoga in the matter of Yama, Niyama, Asana, and Pranayama, Pachahara, Dharana, and Dhyana, etc., is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. The one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness no longer has the taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good if one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things.
What is Krishna consciousness?
Well, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, and we are all individual souls. So, naturally, we have an awareness of our relationship with Krishna or God. When we say God or Krishna, we don't mean my God or your God, but we mean God, no matter which religion we're speaking of. So, all of us naturally have a capacity to love Krishna or God, and we can awaken this relationship with Him. And when that is awakened, then all unwanted things disappear, because everybody is actually frustrated, looking for permanent happiness in this temporary world. But when we awaken our Krishna consciousness, then all of those frustrations disappear. And so all such problems like drug addiction become unnecessary.
How long does the process of withdrawal take?
He says, how long does it take to stop taking drugs by the process of Krishna consciousness?
If one lives with that, at least for 6 months, in jail.
6 months. And are there cases then with the next?
Are there cases which relapse, persons who begin to withdraw from drugs?
Maybe 1 in 500.
1 in 500.
There is. Everyone is prone to fall down.
Mm.
But that percentage is very low. say one in Thailand. We have got about 10,000 students all over the world. Out of them, they have fallen about 10.
You mean you had 10,000 students who used to be addicted to something?
Yes. Addicted to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Illicit sex, visiting, intoxication, and then.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are giving up everything.
And those who relapse, can they be treated again?
Again?
Those who have relapsed, can they be treated
again? They say, I've lost 10 out of 10,000.
He said, can they be treated again? I said,
oh yes. The American government is pleased with this woman because they have spent so much millions of dollars for stopping LSD, and they are surprised that when the people come here, they will not.
Do you teach abstinence or moderation in your schools?
No, we say stop. Don't allow them smoking and drinking tea. That is also intoxicating. We are so strict. We still deliver. None of us say tea. We eat very simple things, with dairy, wheat, rice, little meat, that's all.
Did you say you eat meat? Did you say you eat meat?
No.
Wheat. Is there any reason why you don't, you prohibit
eating? Because it is sinful. It is sinful.
Why is it sinful?
Basic concept that these four things are sinful activities. Four pillars, you say four pillars, legs are disturbed. Similarly, illicit sex, misogyny, intoxication, and gambling are the four legs of sinful life.
What do you consider illicit sex?
Sex means animal life. The marriage is in the human society, not in the dog society. So if one has illicit sex, then he is no better than God.
I don't think I understand that. Did you say that illicit sex means sex between people who are not married?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sex is allowed only married couples. And that is also only for begetting sin.
Get married under what rule? Under what religion? Under what religious law?
It is Bhagavad Gita. Dharma viruddhata muslim. Thank you.
Which was that dharma?
Dharma viruddhata asmi.
Is dharma viruddha bhuteshu? Dharma viruddha bhuteshu?
No, dharma viruddha. Dharma viruddha. You know that, right?
Is that Dharam Dharapa Samhita?
Oh, yes.
Dharam Dharapa Samhita Aham Kama Raga Vibhajitam Dharma Virudha Bhuteshu Kama Smi Bharata Shubha. Translation. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, or what is the Bhagavad says, Arjuna.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow it actually like that. What does that think of the name? It's a direct translation of him.
He says, what does that exactly mean?
Expensive.
Or as he explains here, the strong man's strength should be applied to protect the weak, not for personal aggression. Similarly, sex life, according to religious principles, rather, should be for the propagation of children, not otherwise. The responsibility of parents is then to make their offspring Krishna conscious.
Which religious
principle? Well, he means our marriage, under we accept that marriage is, sex life in marriage is licit, not illicit. So he asked, under what religious principles or under which religion?
Christian religion doesn't allow religious principle.
Any religious principle.
It is religious principle. Because while in the animal kingdom there is no marriage. But in the human society, maybe Christian, maybe Hindu, maybe Muslim, there is marriage. That is religious.
It's politically illicit.
No.
Not illicit. But it is
illicit. It is marriage. Respect. In the Vedic society, they used to marry many wives. Just like Krishna. Krishna had 16,000 wives. And he mentioned them, 16,000 palaces. And he expanded himself into 16,000 Krishna. So that is different thing, his law. But if you can maintain each and every wife, you can marry more than one. But if you are unable to maintain, that is easy. All the Kshatriya kings, they used to marry more than one wife. Still in India, the Kshatriya kings, they are more than one, but they maintain their marriage.
But your method of curing drug addiction is very little practical use, surely. Not everyone who wants to stop taking drugs can spend 6 months in solitude or in a company of yours.
He says he finds it not practical because not everyone who is addicted to drugs can spend 6 months in a temple with us.
They are spending, yes. They are all European and Americans. They are not Indians. They have got here, go to Bengal, they have got big banks. In Sydney, Yerba, in Europe. Very dangerous. It requires training, proper training. Then we can do that.
Well, if there is someone who wouldn't lie to you, join this religion, but wants to get training.
This is not religion.
Oh.
This is not religion, this is culture.
Yes, this culture. And
because we are admitting persons from various religions, various nations, various countries, and they accept this culture and they become Bhima.
Right. Do they have to wear those clothes and shave their heads and chanting those things?
That is optional. That is not compulsory. But in India, because the Brahmacharis, sannyasis, they dress in a particular way, they do that, but that is not something. But it has got a psychological effect, because whenever we go, people chant Hare Krishna. So by this dress, we give chance the other man to chant Hare Krishna.
Could you correct me if I'm wrong? We have
a society called Ramakrishna, a society in Burma. Those people who founded this society and practicing the Krishna culture, they don't wear those things, or they don't chant, you know, in their temple, but they do their own sort of social welfare type of thing. Is there any difference between
Ramakrishna mission is not Vedic. It is a creation of Vivekananda Sankarsha. It is not Vedic. Just like they created a god, Ramakrishna. So that is a Vedic sense. That he created any full respect and God.
Well, is it yours as a product of or derivatives of Vedic?
Yes.
So completely. Yeah, how would you
That's like whatever question you are asking, you're answering some Vedic research. You're not answering ourselves. That is the difference. The evidence is from the Vedic research. I then say that in my opinion it is like this. We don't say.
So it is Vedic because the answers he is giving are not his opinion or concoction, but he is giving from the Vedic knowledge of the Vedic scriptures instead of making up his own opinion. That was the meaning of Vedic. It was based on the Vedic teachings exactly.
But the Ramakrishna wasn't. They formed their own way. Do you consider that this kind of practice, or the practicing this kind of culture, is regimentated? A person has to come in and spend some time in the temple.
Yeah, the association, the intent of the association. If you go to a drunkard association, you become a drunkard. And if you go to a healthy association, you become a drunkard.
Jayato Vishayam Pumsa Sangat Tishu Pajayate Sangat Sangayate Kamha Kama Kudho Abhijayate. Translation. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment lust develops, and from lust anger arises.
If one becomes lusty, and if it is not fulfilled, he becomes angry. This is all psychological.
Yeah, well, when a person is attached to the group in the temple, isn't this become a lust too? Let's say, being influenced by the group and also attached to the people.
We are teaching to be influenced by Krishna. Therefore, we have written 50 books like that, 400 pages. You can store some of those books.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam. 7-3. Volume 4.
60 volumes.
Make your devotion.
Are you sort of
banning
particular parts of yoga?
She says we place our emphasis on books, and she wonders if we're following a particular path such as jnana yoga or jnana yoga or what?
Bhakti yoga. There are different types of yoga. And in fact, yogi namati sarve sa bhagavata antarātmana tadhyāvāna bhajati yogāna samīdhikṣa-tamara.
Yogi Nama Pisari Sammad Gastanam Paratmana Sadhavan Bhajate Yomam Samadutta Momata Translation. And of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all.
Doesn't it mean that someone has to worship that person to be able to attain the enlightenment or what Krishna consciousness?
Yes, everyone is worshipping a person. Everyone is that we have to worship the Supreme Person. That is perfect. Everyone is worshipping a person. But when you are employed somewhere, you have to worship the boss. And there is no employer.
Oh, well, I consider it as a mutual, it's a mutual kind of support.
Yeah.
But worshipping in a sense of religion, or in a sense of, you know, a higher person, it's a different,
Worshipping means appreciating high qualities. Worshipping is not blind. He well knows that you have some high qualities, I worship.
Do you worship to a person or what? To his doctrine?
Worship means person. Worship does not mean in person. Unless there is a person to person you can see, there is no person of worship.
Is the, this picture of Sri Vishnu, is the person who you worship or?
Yes.
He is the creator.
Yes.
And in the sense that he is called Krishna?
Krishna is another form. Krishna is Vishnu's another form.
I see, yeah.
And Aham Adi Vimana.
What is your correlation between belief and science? Mention the science that involved.
Science?
Yes.
Yes. What do you mean by science?
Well, the human sciences is otherwise. It's a study on the phone. What is the relationship or the link up between that and your faith?
The relationship is God. God is the creator of everything. So God, everything has a relationship with God. So what do you think of this time? The Vedanta Sutra, it says, Atata Brahma Vidyasa. Now, this human life is meant for understanding the science of God. So, the question is, what is God? The answer is, Janmatvakurva. God, as the Supreme Absolute Truth, is that from whom everything has come. So, this is our science. The origin of religion.
Yes, the origin of everything. Why is it necessary for man to have to discover? Man discovered the cure of puddling molasses.
Why? Man discovered?
Yes, well, I mean,
but it's not because you have discovered that because you are existing, you must have come from a father. That is time. It is not the question of finding out the father. Without father, there is no existence of you. It is not the question of finding out the father. Father must be there. This is that. Without father, is there any existence of any man, of any animal? What do your plans say? Is it possible that anyone is existing without a father? What do you think?
I was just wondering, do you believe in
that? We are independently existing without having a father. What is that science?
It's not necessarily in the science itself.
This is a science. Okay. If there is a man, he must have a time. This is time. So what is your opinion about this time?
I think you have to say a deductive logic. If there is a
time, there must be time. That is time.
Don't you think this kind of reasoning is a deductive logic rather than inductive?
Well, what did you do? That you derive father.
The father must have a father, too.
Yes. Similarly, there must be supreme father.
And who is the supreme father's father?
Yes, that is emperor. Like, he has got your father, your father has got father, he has got his father, he has got father. Who is the supreme father? He is God.
Who is God's father?
Nobody is God. That is God. God is everyone's father, but he is without father. That is it. So long as one has got father, he is not God. When it comes to the point that here is a person who has no father, he is independent, and then he is God. The definition of God is given in the Vedic literature. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vidya Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Pari Anadi, and he has no beginning. But he is the beginning of everything. This is simple definition of God. Anadi means he has no beginning. But he is the beginning of everything. Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Pari, the cause of all causes.
It becomes a belief rather than a logic now then, when we think about the God. You're saying about everybody has father, so why God in exception? He hasn't got a father.
And therefore he is God. And he can exist without father. But you cannot exist without father. That is the difference between you and God.
Is God in the form of male or female or anything?
He is male. Otherwise, how can he be? Female cannot be.
Why is that?
Without man's contact.
The man cannot
be. The nature is female. And God is male. And that is what? Sarvajani Sukhantya.
It should be understood that all species of life, O Son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the peace-giving Father.
The material nature is man, and God is the Father.
But to whom did God give the seed? To whom did God give the seed?
The prakriti, material nature, that is said here, destroys, fabricating a child, both the father and mother declare. So the material nature is the man, and God is the Father. So many forms of life are coming from the womb of material nature. The body is made of matter. This body, the atvataya, fat, like that. This is nature. But I am the soul, that is from God. I am part and parcel of a soul. How many names did you read, Mr. Panda?
Namevam sa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana
Manasastani Indriyani Papitistani Kashati. Translation. The living entities in this conditional world are not eternal, fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind.
Is there an animal song, son?
Yes. Because it is already said, several yogis, all forms of life. Even ant, trees, bars, plants, trees, everything. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. All of them, the soul is there. And they are not different. Just like you are differently dressed, I am differently dressed. But you are also soul, I am also soul.
You were talking about the Atman.
Hmm? Were you talking about the Atman? Atman, yes, soul is Atman. And the soul of the soul is God. Paramount.
Is it possible for us to communicate with God?
Oui.
With plants. Is it possible for us to communicate?
Yes, yeah, done. I've never just said the boss in Calcutta. Boss in institute. He has proved. They have got missing. That they see plants and pleasure. It is a problem in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you pluck one leaf, the tree, immediately it is a problem in the machine.
Could I come back to that eating of the eating meat? Related to this alive soul matter, aren't you in a sense eating another soul too if you're eating vegetables? Not only if you're eating
meat. The thing is, the material world, it is said jiva jiva for jiva. One living entity has to eat another living entity to keep himself alive. That is the natural law.
Yes.
But you should have discrimination. Because you have to eat some other living entity, it does not mean that you eat your own son. You cannot support that because I have to live by eating another living entity. So that is wrong if I eat my son. That's what the basic intention is, prema tattena bhundita. You are given some jurisdiction you can eat. And actually we do so. Because I have to eat something, we do not eat anything or anything. We have got this finished. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, find out with her. Tatyam pushkam phalam soyam juni yatya prajitsa.
Tatyam pushkam phalam soyam yami bhaktya payachati tadaham bhakti upahitam asnami paratasmaha. Translation. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it.
So our Krishna consciousness movement, we accept that is eaten like Krishna. So Krishna wants this thing. Fruit, flower, vegetable, grains, meat. So we offer them and eat.
Why not animals?
He does not say, didn't he animals? Because we are Krishna conscious, we cannot take anything. Which is not accepted by Krishna.
Are blood transfusions permissible, Swami?
Hmm?
Are blood transfusions permissible?
He says, are blood transfusions permissible when someone is in an accident or cut and he loses blood, they take another man's blood and put it in. He says,
well, that is not bad. Because if one life is saved by transfusion, he is not dying. He is living. He's contributing his blood. So he's contributing, you're selling some life, this one.
But blood is animal tissue.
Eh?
Blood is animal tissue.
The younger ones liked better. The nurse was asking where she could, well, if she could refer people to visit us here. And I told her we don't know if this will be the permanent address, but as soon as we have a permanent address here, I'll notify her. But she was wondering if she could send people if the people would be welcome to come and visit and see the place here. And the Buddhist boy, he bought an incense from us. He said, "Where's that nice smell coming from?" And I said, "Incense." He said, "I want some." The other gentlemen, they're more set in their ways kind of man. I couldn't tell whether they were impressed or not. They don't express very well.
And all the questions are answered.
Yes. When you told him, where is the person who did not come from the father? He began to. Before that, he was going to challenge whether this was science or belief, but then he had to be quiet. He just mumbled.
And the present God as Father? No, God without Father.
Yes.
That is good. There is a distinction between ordinary living entity and God.
So I will try to arrange someone for tonight and tomorrow morning, that geographer, I hope, and the people from the radio conversation. They're very well known, actually. Because I asked the geographer man, I said, "Do you know this man, Tim Downs?" And he said, "Oh yes, I've heard him many times."
Tim Downs?
Tim Downs. He's the man who may come from radio to make a conversation. Then they'll play it on radio. But I have to find out if he's good. And in the case that there may be three people who want to come, so would it be possible for tonight having two, maybe 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock or something like that?
Yes.
Yes. I'll keep in touch with those people and let them know. I'll send them some literature too. Can I go and telephone this?
Mm-hmm.